We begin first with the results in winter sports at the weekend. Czech cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer came in second on Sunday in the Czech Republic's biggest cross-country skiing event, the Jizerská Padesátka, less than half a minute behind Norway's Anders Aukland. It was the third time Aukland won the 50-kilometer race, and the first time that 35-year-old Bauer, who holds two bronze medals and one silver from the Olympics, competed in the well-known Czech race. Norway's Jørgen Aukland was third. Czech speed skater Martina Sáblíková, three-time European champion, relinquished her European title at this year's championships in the Netherlands at the weekend, finishing fourth overall. The skater, suffering from back problems, was in sixth spot ahead of the final 5-kilometer event, which she won, clinching the only time under 7 minutes. Just the same, it wasn't enough to snag the bronze medal. The women's competition was won on home ice by Dutch skater Irene Wüst. Turning to tennis now, and tennis player Tomáš Berdych has gotten off to a winning start at the Australian Open. In his opening match, he defeated American opponent Michael Russell. The score was 6-3, 7-5, 6-3. After the match, here's what Berdych had to say.
It was three sets. I was able to get the rhythm to play again for the three sets. Otherwise, not to stay that long on court as well, which is also positive, especially from the beginning, you know, to be able to save some energy.
At the Australian, fellow Czech player Radek Štěpánek also advanced, but had a tougher time of it with a less than reliable service game. His match against Serbian Viktor Troicki went the full five sets. The final score favoring Štěpánek was 5-7, 4-6, 6-3, 6-3, 7-5. In related news, three Czech players in the women's competition, Klára Zakopalová, Kristýna Plíšková, and Lucia Hradecká, have also advanced past the opening round. Turning to hockey, Czech forward Jaromír Jágr has seen renewed attention from both fans and journalists after he practiced for the first time at the weekend with his new club, the Dallas Stars, this following the recently ended NHL lockout. There has been increased discussion on the social networks about the 40-year-old star player, with many fans hoping Jágr in the shortened NHL season will be key to helping turn around the Stars' flagging fortunes. The club has not made the playoffs in 4 years. During the NHL lockout, the legendary Czech forward played for hometown Kladno in the Czech League, racking up 24 goals and 33 assists in 34 games. Jágr has a one-year contract with the Stars. And finally, in related news, in the Czech Hockey League, Plzeň continued to top the standings at 40 points, despite losing 2-1 against Litvinov. Zlín are tied on points, but remain in second place on goal difference, missing a chance to go ahead after losing to Slavia in overtime in their last match. Třinec are just behind in third spot with 39 points. And that's all the sport for today.